News centre at 4. Police are questioning a woman arrested on suspicion of murder after five children died in a house fire in Derby. They were aged between 5 and 10. A sixth child has been transferred to hospital. Sean Frayne from Derbyshire Fire and Rescue says it's been distressing for those involved.
Personnel at the scene continued to work very, very hard to save the lives of the five fatalities. And unfortunately, this has a huge effect, not only on the community, but certainly within Fire and Rescue Service and the other emergency services who were in attendance.
A woman left blinded in an attack by her then-boyfriend is urging victims of domestic violence not to suffer in silence. Shane Jenkin is now starting a life sentence for the attack on Tina Nash, in which he gouged out her eyes with his bare hands. A man's been jailed for life for murdering his former partner and their young daughter. David Oakes shot dead Christine Chambers and two-year-old Shania in Essex last year. 51% of fuel tanker drivers have voted in favour of a new deal to avoid strike action. Members of the Unite Union narrowly reached an agreement over terms and conditions. A course teaching US military officers that Islam is the enemy has been scrapped by the Pentagon after provoking outrage. The class suggested America might ultimately have to obliterate the holy cities of Mecca and Medina without regard for civilian life. Southwest England, the Midlands and parts of Yorkshire are no longer in drought. It follows weeks of persistent and heavy rain. Trevor Bishop from the Environment Agency says it hasn't been bad news for everyone.
Although none of us like getting wet when we go out, it's had a real benefit for farmers, for agriculture and gardeners. And what it's meant is it's reduced the impacts of those 2 years of dry weather.
Former Manchester United defender Gary Neville has been granted planning permission to build a £20 million hotel near Old Trafford. He'll pay for it with proceeds from his testimonial match. That's the latest. I'm Kat Collins.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
So much. The sound of your heart. sad that you never meet. No one here. Some phantoms realize that you're only fine. You send me rockets. Full circle again.
FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Delays on the M25 anti-clockwise between junction 26 and 25 of Enfield. Average speed is 30 miles per hour and is taking an extra 10 minutes in that section. And there's slow traffic on the M25 clockwise between junction 30 and the A282 QE2 bridge. Travel time there's an extra 20 minutes. You'll also find temporary traffic lights on Hutton Road in Shenfield in between the Mount Avenue and the Friars Avenue Junction. And you'll find temporary traffic lights on Priest Lane in Shenfield, close to the Middleton Hall Lane Junction as well. Ingatestone Road in Stock is closed in both directions, close to the Butsbury Hall Farm Junction because of roadworks there.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Driving instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass Driving School? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years' experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy to Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I am with you until 6 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. Don't move. Sophie Brown, undergraduate for drama with creative writing, is coming up to speak to me. So make sure you stay right there to find out more about her course, where she'll be going and what it may involve.
Thank you. station, waiting for the right moves, waiting in the basement, waiting for the right cues, waiting in a day. Slipstream, waiting, waiting in the right bars, waiting in the right shoes, waiting in a fast car. Still be waiting, waiting with the orphans, waiting for the bee stings. They tell me that success brings,
Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Saturday at 7 p.m, the Mayor of Brentwood's end of year party is happening at the De Rougemont Manor in Great Worley. The Mayor of Brentwood's organising this, and it's in aid of the Mayor's charities. It will be a three-course meal, a raffle, an auction and live music. It's £40 to go along. Contact Claire Hayden on 012-77-312-741 or email claire.hayden@brentwood.gov.uk for more.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. Did you hear a noise, Sophie?
Yes.
Yes. What was it? What was it? Was it just the chair, maybe?
I think
on the wall.
So.
I hope it was just that.
Fingers crossed.
Otherwise, we've got a burglar. if you just move your microphone a little bit closer towards you, and then that should...
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, a bit closer. I like my guests here at Phoenix to get...
Come close to the microphone.
Look how close I am.
Wait.
See, this is the reason I don't need a man in my life.
You've got the microphone.
I've got the microphone. It's all I need. Anyway, Sophie Brown is my guest today that I've been telling you about all week. I've been telling you about her visit. She's here today one of the things that we're definitely going to talk about is the fact that last time I spoke to you, Sophie, here at Phoenix, my listeners heard you, it must have been probably about January time maybe, and you had a very important date coming up in February for an audition, wasn't it, for drama school?
Oh no, not drama school, for uni.
So. Oh, for uni,
yeah,
for your drama, yeah.
For my
sorry,
English,
that's
theater?
What I mean. Yeah. Sorry, you probably have all different specific names to us. To us people that don't do drama, if you're going to study drama, you're going to drama school.
Fair enough.
Even if it's just like a normal uni. So was that for the course that we're going to be talking about today?
No, I did get an offer. I got an offer though after the audition, but I rejected it because I then went along to this uni and had a taster session. I was like, yeah, this is the one.
So, really? Yep. So tell us about that first audition, because that was your first choice at that time.
It was at the time, not anymore. But
why? Tell us what made you decide. What was the difference in the auditions?
Oh, I didn't have to audition for my first choice now, but when I went to the audition at Bedford's, there was just something, I really liked it, don't get me wrong, I loved it, but there was just something that it wasn't right for me. It wasn't like
what was it? Was it too far from home?
No, it was nothing
to do with the day was set up.
Anything, I want to get away from home. But
was it the way the day was set up?
No, I don't. Well, it was a really organised day, but it's just like the people I was with and just everything just really made me think, well, hang on, would I want to come to this uni?
Yeah.
And the answer was, I wouldn't mind, but I was really impressed with some other unis, so
yeah,
I went.
It's about enjoying the whole day as an experience,
yeah,
isn't it? So you went along to the other one,
mm-hmm.
and how did that compare then? What was it that was so great about it? Tell us about that day. What did it involve? What did you have to do? Was it a whole day long?
Okay, well, at Kingston, which is where I want to go now, drama and creative writing.
Now, where is Kingston?
In Surrey.
Help me.
Kingston upon Thames in Surrey.
I was told that I was better at history, so I took history instead of geography. And I'm still not sure if I'm that good on history. Right, it's in Surrey.
Yeah.
So how long does that take to get to from here? An hour?
It took me and Mum about an hour and a half in the car.
It's not too bad.
No, it's not.
So you're not too far away
not
from home
far.
To come and visit. Right, okay.
But we just went for another open date and a taster session.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, obviously, I knew what drama was.
What are the halls of residence like?
That is the only bit I didn't see. I'm not sure whether they did
typical,
that for a purpose.
I'm a typical, person of that kind that's like, what's the accommodation?
I know, me
like?
And Mum really wanted to see that.
Is it five star?
No, five-star accommodation.
Has it got a swimming pool? Is it aircon?
Saunas included.
Yeah. Has it got a mini bar? No, sorry, I'm getting carried away. Oh dear, haven't been on. No,
we didn't see those, so Mum and I were kind of disappointed, but they look okay on the website. Like,
I didn't see them.
I didn't
That's
see
probably
them.
Probably because
they wouldn't
were
let us see them.
Yeah, of mess. I bet
yeah,
you.
Bet you. Probably.
The thing is, and while we're on the subject of going to uni and accommodation, let's just talk about this for a second, because my sister's now at uni. She's in her first year.
Okay.
The The place where they're living in halls of residence is so dirty because none of them wash up that it's actually a bit of a health hazard. This doesn't actually bother my sister because she's one of these creative geniuses that is just so involved in her own little world of illustration and creativity that, you know, a bit of mess, you know, doesn't even sort of, in fact she probably thinks it looks more like a piece of art. But it is quite important, isn't it, to clean?
Yeah.
Is that something that you're going to do a little bit of?
Even if
the other, you know, what about if it all falls down to you, will you still be prepared to do
a
little bit?
I'm a clean freak. I cannot stand one bit of mess in the kitchen. My room, but that's mine, so...
Well, hopefully, maybe there's a slight contrast. It depends... what it depends on is, I think, the courses that the people you're sharing with are on as well. Because one of my friends, she was actually at Italia Conte.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were all actors there and actresses, and they were quite tidy. And I can remember going to her halls of residence, and it wasn't too bad at all, really.
Yeah.
In fact, it was kind of like the way a group of adults live together, really. So hopefully, and again, I think that depended because they were all on this course.
Yeah.
Perhaps there's a certain type of person, so that might explain why you're such a clean freak.
Probably, but is it Italian Conte?
Italia Conte.
Yeah, that is the UK's leading drama school. So they all have to be really disciplined and...
Okay.
Like, literally, one of my tutors went there, and if you're late for a class, it's like 10 press-ups or something like that. So they're really disciplined. They need to be clean, need to be tidy, otherwise press-ups. So...
Well, it's true, because if you're disciplined in one area of your life, you normally do carry it over, even if it's voluntary.
Yeah.
You just tend to do that. I can remember when I was at school, we were always, we were always spoken to about like our uniform, and they were really, really strict on all of that. But it actually has meant that I've really made sure that I'm well presented for work.
Yeah.
You know, always iron a work shirt sort of thing. Believe it or not, the top I'm wearing, I have actually ironed. I'm a bit lazy with trousers, actually. That's a bit naughty. But if they're linen, I always iron them.
Okay.
So you are planning to do a bit of cleaning. And just, before we leave the accommodation thing, food. My sister, since she's been at uni, has... I think she's just been living on baked beans on toast.
So I like baked beans on toast.
And and that's about it, really. So are you planning to try and eat well?
Yes, my mum's been teach me basic and really simple cooking. Like fried eggs.
That's really nice.
Toast,
that you've been doing that.
Pasta and tuna.
Good. I am pleased. In fact, if there's anyone listening and they're planning to go to uni and they haven't got a clue how to cook, why don't, before you go, you know, make it the time. It's nice spending some quality time with your family or whoever looks after you and asking them how to cook. Or even you can go online and look it up, can't you?
Or just get loads of pot noodles.
No, that is definitely not what my show's all about, the pot noodle show. No, don't live off pot noodles. Well, because the thing is that things like that, you know, bad nutrition, it does impact your learning. The same is for overconsumption of things like alcohol when you're at uni. You see, I'm sure I could have learned a lot more during my education years if perhaps I hadn't been such a party animal. And believe it or not, I'm 25 now, and I do actually regret it, because you don't realize how much money education costs, do you?
Oh, I do.
You want to get no. the Exactly.
9,000.
9,000. So you want to get the most from it.
Yeah.
And you definitely don't want to forget it all because you had too much to drink the night before. Think about how much the lecturers are getting paid.
Oh, God.
So go on to tell us more about your day at this... where are you going? Sorry, Kingston.
Kingston, yeah.
Kingston, yeah. And then what happened? So you went to look at the accommodation. It's my fault.
No. We didn't go and look at the accommodation.
Oh, no.
They refused to show us.
Yeah.
But so, it's off campus, so...
Okay. So what did it involve, the day? What did you have to do?
Well, we could have a campus tour, but me and Mum had already gone there, so...
Oh, sorry. Lean closer to the microphone.
Well, it was a taster session, so I went for a taster of creative writing. So that was about an hour and a half in the room with the lecturer, and we just were given tasks and explanations of the course and just stuff like that. And me and Mum were just sitting there like, yep, this is the one, this is the course.
Oh, really? You just knew you had the right feeling. So what is it that you've got to do in order to get a place on this course? Because I think it's a conditional offer, isn't it?
Yep. I have to get 3 distinctions, which are the equivalent to 3 A's.
Okay, so you've got to get 3 A's where you are.
Yeah.
3 extinct...
Distinctions?
Oh, distinctions. I can't believe it. It's a Friday. My listeners will let me off. Now, that's one above a merit award. Is that right?
Yes, one above a merit.
I did a course that I think was similar. So you've... And isn't that the highest?
I think it is, but I think it's possible to get a distinction star as well.
So, okay.
But I don't know anyone who's got that, so...
Oh, my word. So
I might be the first.
Basically, you've got to get top grades.
Yeah, basically.
And that's basically... And that's the same sort of qualification as, say, an A-level, yeah?
Yep.
That's quite scary.
I am trying not to think about it.
Basically, the uni's asking you to get 3 A's.
Yes.
Wow. Sorry, what's this strange pronunciation of the English word yes?
Oh, sorry, Gabriella. I mean, yes.
Is that
yes,
what your generation yes. now do? I'm
no,
getting old.
I've just got a really strange habit of going, yeez.
Oh, right. I should really stop. Definitely. No, I think it's a youth thing. Definitely. I don't believe it. I'm only 25. I'm getting old already. I'm not keeping up with the lingo of the younger population. Oh, well, I'm really, really excited for you, but I'm quite nervous for you. At the same time, 3 A's is pretty hard to do. So in the meantime, how much work have you got to cover? Do you think you're going to get it all done?
Well, mainly all of ours are based on performances. Mm-hmm. And we have our main performance on the 29th at Brentwood Theatre.
Oh, okay. So is anyone available to go to the performance?
29th of May at Brentwood Theatre, 8 till 10.
What's it called?
Road.
Oh, right. Okay, so it's the 20...
I'm expecting you to come, by the way.
Oh, well, if I can. Sorry, I'm trying to... I definitely haven't got it written down here. So it's the
29th of May, so this month.
9th of May at Brentwood Theatre.
Yes.
And it's called...
Road.
Road. And what age group will be performing at this?
It's my college college class, so okay. It's age. 17 till about 21.
17 to 21, and anyone can go along?
Anyone
watch?
Can go, so but there is quite a bit of swearing. Quite a
rightio.
Bit of swearing.
I'm not sure if it'd be my sort of thing, but never mind. Anyway, probably maybe some of our listeners will enjoy it. At what time does it start?
Either 7:30 or 8:00.
Okay.
It's about how...
You're worrying. You are going to be in a play and you're not quite sure what time it starts.
I know.
That's teenagers for you, everyone.
I think everyone has to be there by 7:30, but
sorry,
it definitely starts at 8.
It definitely starts at 8 and it's at the Brentwood Theatre. And do you know how much tickets are?
£5.
Ah, and it's five. It's very reasonable. In fact, that's wonderful because if I can go along, I can actually afford it. It's something I can afford. That's amazing.
amazing. If it's cheaper than a meal out, it means I can probably afford it.
And it's about the impact of Margaret Thatcher's government up north. So it's, quite interesting.
Margaret Thatcher. Okay, right. Sorry, I'm writing this all down in case any listeners want to get in contact with myself or with the Brentwood Theatre and get their ticket. Are tickets already on sale?
Yes, they are.
And the Brentwood Theatre number is 012-772-00305. Or you can get their number again on the website, allthews.phoenixfm.com. Well, thank you very much for coming in and telling us all about that.
Thanks for having me.
and no doubt I'll be speaking to you again in the future, letting us know, you must let us know your results and how you get on.
Okay, I will.
Today is the closing date for the Brentwood Brewing Company's bottled beer. And basically what it was, I don't know if a winner's yet been announced, but basically one of our listeners had to name, you just had to go onto the website and name the Jubilee beer from the Brentwood Brewing Company. You might still have time to enter. I'm not sure what time it actually closed. The competition is now closed. Right, so we're going to find out who the winner is.
Okay.
Check back to find out who won. Oh, yes, I don't think it's been announced. But if you were going to name a golden coloured ale that's made in Brentwood, unique to Brentwood and connected to the celebration of the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, what would you have called it?
See, I thought of this the other day, but now it's completely gone out of my mind.
Oh, why? Did you hear about our competition?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, good. I am pleased.
Crowney Wood. There we go. Crowney Wood.
Crowney Wood.
Yep, Crowney Wood.
That's quite interesting. Okay, I like it. It's better than I could have thought of. I sort of thought of some sort of scene of a tropical beach, and I was going to call it something like Hawaiian Golden or something.
Hawaiian Golden. That's interesting.
Yeah, I know, but it's not really connected to the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, so I think I prefer your one, because it was called Crowney.
Crowney Wood.
So you could think of the... I think perhaps if you brought in the Queen, something about the Queen into the name, but then something about Brentwood. It's hard, isn't it?
Queen's Woods.
Well, we'll have to wait out and find out what the winner did, because obviously the winner's worked. And you would have got beer, by the way.
Oh, I know. No.
You could have given it to your dad.
I could have drunk it myself. No, I'm joking. No.
Not all 12.
Oh, well, thank all you 12, very, wow.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be on the floor. Well, thank you very much for coming in, and I hope to speak to you soon. I've set her off laughing now.
Phoenix FM.
thing I think I love you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
M25 lane closed on exit slip road and queuing traffic clockwise at junction 29 of Upminster because of a lorry fire. Very slow traffic on the M25 clockwise between junction 30 of Lakeside and the A282 QE2 bridge. Travel times an extra 20 minutes there, and delays on the M25 anti-clockwise between junction 30 of Lakeside and the A127 of Romford. Average speed 35 miles per hour, and it's taking an extra 10 minutes. There's slow traffic on the A127 Southend Arturo Road eastbound between Naveden and Rayleigh Weir in Southend on Sea. Slow traffic on the A130 southbound in Chelmsford between the Boreham Interchange and Sainsbury's. And slow traffic on the A114 Van Diemen's Road into town in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy, also affecting the Baddo Road at the Army and Navy. Slow traffic on the B1464 London Road eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and the Sadler's Farm roundabout in North Benfleet. And slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and the Sadler's Farm roundabout. I might have already said that, but perhaps I just said it half an hour ago.
Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking for somewhere to go with the family? Why not visit Brentwood Town Football Club and experience a great day out that all will enjoy? With the Blues performing well on the pitch this season, this really is the time to get involved with your local team. Try one of Brentwood FC's famous hot dogs, experience the thrill of a home win, and then chill out in the family bar. For fixtures and ticket prices, visit www.brentwoodtownfc.co.uk and support your local team.
Friday nights on Phoenix FM, 10 until midnight, is the place for the perfect mix of late night music to bring your week to a relaxing conclusion. I am Patrick Schering, and I'll be your host for a couple of hours of chilled music and chat. So if you want to hear late night radio at its best, join me on Phoenix 98 FM every Friday from 10 o'clock. See you there.
Is anybody out there? Well, hello there. I'm Graham Stannard, and I'm here to tell you about my musical meandering show every Sunday night here on Phoenix 98 FM. It's where I try and bridge the gap between the weekend celebrations and preparing for the week ahead. So whether you like rocking out or chilling out, I shall endeavor to service you appropriately with music ranging from mellow acoustic through to something a bit more psychedelic. That's musical meanderings every Sunday night between 10 p.m. and midnight.
Phoenix FM.
Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Saturday at 7 p.m, there's going to be a magic evening organised by Brentwood Montbazon Town Twinning Association at the Belly Centre, or the Belle Eye Centre, at St Peter's Church in South Weald. Join them for an evening of surprises, mysteries and entertainment with Mid-Essex Magical Society. Ploughman's Plus is provided in the price. Please bring your own drinks and glasses. There'll be a raffle as well. It's £12.50 to go along. Contact Sheila Hornsby on 01277 224922.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm with you until 6 o'clock. From 6 till 8, Ed Wellman will be bringing you the Tea Times show or something of that nature with lots of good music and chat. Then at 8 p.m, Late Night Extra is brought to you with Patrick Sherry, the perfect way to unwind from the working week. And from 10 until midnight, Stephen Bearley keeps you company here on Phoenix.
My arms around you. That's
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yesterday.